The second suicide bombing in as many days in Jerusalem. Today, a bomber detonated explosives at a bus stop, killing 7 people, among them a baby and a young boy, and injuring more than 35 others. The attack came hours after Israel announced it would gradually reoccupy Palestinian-controlled areas until Palestinian attacks stop.
Israeli tanks and troops took over several West Bank cities today, placing them under curfew. Palestinian witnesses say Israeli helicopters also opened fire on targets in the Gaza Strip. The intensifying violence prompted President Bush to postpone a major Mideast policy speech. NPR's Linda Gradstein has the latest from Jerusalem.
The wail of ambulances through the streets of Jerusalem, this time to the French Hill neighborhood on the northern outskirts of the city. Police say a suicide bomber jumped out of a car at a nearby intersection, dashed past 2 policemen, and ran to a bus stop where he detonated the explosives. The sides and roof of the concrete bus shelter were destroyed, the street littered with body parts, a burnt baby carriage turned on its side. The attack came the day after a suicide bomber set off explosives aboard a crowded Jerusalem bus, killing 19 Israelis. The Hezbollah television station in Lebanon reported tonight that the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which emerged from Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction, claimed responsibility for the attack. At the scene, several dozen Israelis chanted slogans calling on Israel to slaughter Yasser Arafat. Israeli government spokesman Dani Seaman blamed the Palestinian leader for the Jerusalem attacks.
The Palestinians have not accepted the state of Israel and its right to exist and are doing everything to destroy the state of Israel. Following our operation last month, we have no doubt today that from the inception of the Palestinian Authority, its single purpose was creating a terrorist infrastructure that would lead to destruction of the state of Israel. This is what we're seeing here.
But Palestinian Cabinet Secretary Ahmed Abdul Rahman said the Palestinian Authority condemns suicide bombings.
Yes, we condemn it completely yesterday, and we ask all Palestinian people to stop any suicide bombing against Israeli civilians inside Israel. It is against our aims as Palestinians who want the support of the world to stop this Israeli occupation.
Palestinian officials say the Israeli army is now expanding its occupation of the West Bank. A pre-dawn statement from Prime Minister Sharon's office after yesterday's bus bombing said Israel would recapture and hold Palestinian-ruled territory in response to terror attacks. Government spokesman Seaman says the new policy means a reoccupation of Palestinian cities, at least temporarily.
After the incursion in April, Israel withdrew completely in accordance with international requests. We withdrew completely to areas outside of Area A, which is under Palestinian authority since 1994. So now we will slowly move into these areas. Again, we don't want to do this.
Israeli tanks and troops today moved back into the Palestinian cities of Jenin and Qalqilia, imposing a total curfew. Palestinian witnesses in Jenin said Israeli soldiers brought in 10 mobile homes and set up an encampment on the outskirts of the city. Mustafa Barghouti is the head of the Union of Palestinian Medical Relief Committees.
In Jenin, they have invaded the city completely one more time. It's full-fledged occupation. The whole city is under complete curfew. There is shooting, and one person at least have died already, was shot by the Israeli army. In Qalqilia, it's the same. The whole place is under complete curfew.
Israel television reported heavy fighting tonight in Qalqilia, where hospital officials said at least 4 Palestinians were killed. An army spokesman said 3 Israeli soldiers were wounded. Late tonight, Israeli tanks and armored vehicles entered the Ramallah area. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.